Several years ago, a Seattle man named Jonathan Rosenblum hiked into a lake in the North Cascades called Coon Lake.
And I began asking around why it was named that, especially when I found out that there were no raccoons in the area.
Rosenblum concluded the name had racist origins, so he set out to convince state officials to rename it. The name he proposed was Howard Lake, after Wilson Howard, a black prospector who staked claims near the lake in the 1800s. And eventually the state did change the name to Howard Lake. And later, with help from state Senator Pramila Jayapal, the federal government followed suit. Now, Senator Jayapal wants Washington State to review dozens of what she says are ethnically and racially offensive geographic names.
Names signify inclusion or exclusion. They signify history that is either incredibly painful for somebody or incredibly important for other people to understand and remember why something, you know, why something should not be around. And when you have these names that are racist slurs, I think what you end up seeing is people feeling like they don't belong here, people feeling like they don't understand why other people do not see how painful those names are to them. And so they really do matter. And you know, when you have parklands, when you have state lands, national lands that belong to everybody, I think it's really, really important that whatever names we have there reflect the best of who we are as a country and don't continue to move the ideas that were present when those names were put down. I mean, there's some really good research that shows that those names were really put there for a purpose of exclusion at a particular time in the country's history.
Since this began for you with Coon Lake, you've done research. What are some names you found that you want action on?
Well, one is Jim Crow. We have several places in this state that are called Jim Crow. There are 22 locations that are called Squaw. Various Indian tribes have been complaining about those names for a long time. There are others. There's actually one that includes Negro. There's a Chinaman. So there's a variety of them that are clearly tied to racial slurs.
And what do you want done with these names?
So what I wanted to do is have a proactive process. So instead of the process we have now, which is if somebody's upset about a name, they can come forward and suggest a name change. I wanted us as a state to actually go through and proactively look at what are these names that we absolutely have no question about, you know, the fact that they're incredibly offensive and racist. How do we identify those names? And then how does the Department of Natural Resources and the State Board of Geographic Names start a process that goes out and says, we are going to change this name? So now what we need is we'll have a community process where people can suggest other names. That part of the process remains the same. But instead of waiting for somebody to come forward and say, hey, this is a name I find really, really offensive or a racial slur, the state is actually going to initiate that process.
Actually, Senator, not everyone agrees that all these names are offensive. Even on KOW's Facebook page, when we posted that story about Coon Lake, I'm sure people will argue now, let's act on the racism, not the name Jim Crow.
Well, the name signifies so much else. All of the history of Jim Crow, for anybody who doesn't know it, is about exclusion, slavery, discrimination. We renamed Martin Luther King Jr. County because we wanted to say this is meaningful for us in the county. Martin Luther King was a great man. He did great things. We want our county to be inclusive.
Pramila Jayapal is a Washington State senator, and she's asking the state to proactively review dozens of ethnically and racially offensive place names here in Washington State. On the subject of who we honor and how, I interviewed an African-American student who complained about the presence of this big statue of a slaveholder named George Washington at the entrance to the UW campus. I asked Jesse Jackson about that. I said, should that statue come down? And he said, no, put more information on the base of that statue about who George Washington was and what he did. What about the argument of keep the name, keep the history, explain the history of how this happens, who we were?
I do think the issue of educating people about the history of the country is really, really important. I would rather not have it as a place that you go to have a walk or go take a swim or go hunting or go fishing. Nobody's going to stop and read a big placard that says, we're naming this Jim Crow so that you can understand how bad Jim Crow was for this country. That's not really how that happens. If you have a name change process, we as leaders can come in from the community. I'm not talking about me going down there. I'm talking about people from that community saying, hey, you know what? We've always enjoyed Jim Crow Creek or whatever it is. That was a favorite place of ours. But we didn't realize how much that name is tied to the legacy of slavery and racism in this country. And we actually want to come together now as a community to use this as a moment to educate our own community, to find a name that we actually can be proud of. We are better than this. We can have names that reflect today's time, not the time of centuries ago or even 50 years ago.
It seems especially troubling that someone maybe who lives in a city feels excluded from one of our great natural areas in our state,
yeah.
as if the wider world and a place of peace is not for them.
Yeah, I think our parks are unfortunately, particularly our national parks, are unfortunately not frequented as much by people of color. And so there's a lot of ways in which we institutionalize racism, and then we look at the effects of it and we say, oh, it's so strange. You know, people of color don't use the parks. Maybe they just don't like green space. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, of course there are people of color, white people, brown people, black people who don't like green space. But the reality is most of us either never had access to it or felt excluded from it because of our conditions, because of the challenges of getting to some of those spaces, because we did live in very urban areas.
You know, it's not 1960. Why do you think it took this long for these names to come up as a problem? Jim Crow, Coon, Red Man, Squaw?
Well, unfortunately, I'm sure you will get lots of comments from people who think that these aren't important. And then there's a group of people who I think feel like somehow they are being called racist. If there's a name that is going to be changed and we're saying the name is racist, if you are somebody who has not known about it in the past or maybe even not thought it was so bad, that by implementing this process, that you will be admitting to being a racist. And to those people, I would just say, listen, everybody's got racist blood in them somewhere along the line. We've all done things that, you know, our ancestors have all done things that have somehow oppressed somebody or the other. This isn't about any individual being racist or not being racist. It's about recognizing that we are in a different time and we have an opportunity to take away some of what was clearly racism 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Hopefully people will understand that, you know, you get to stand up for something that's good, which is a great name that a community can come together and do together.
Washington State Senator Pramila Jayapal. Washington is now in the process of proactively reviewing dozens of geographic names in our state, names she calls ethnically and racially offensive.